We're visiting with Burlingame head football coach Jeff Slater here on the Area Coach's Corner. And, Coach, you guys have got to be excited for Friday night. You went to Harrington for a jamboree on Friday. And, you know, how's things been leading up to this week?
Yeah, things have been kind of going good. It's been a different course of how we've approached things with last week with the heat. You know, that kind of threw us through a loop. We had to adjust our practice schedule, and but it was really good. I was thankful that Harrington and made the adjustments to the schedule with the later start at 8 p.m. so we could get that jamboree in. You know, seeing a lot of schools cancel that across the state, I was really thankful that we could get it in and get our kids on film. And, you know, obviously, you know, a lot of things this time of year need to be cleaned up, and that's kind of what we found out, but I really think that's the best evaluating tool is to watch yourself on film. And we got after the guys pretty good yesterday after breaking down that film, and I thought it allowed practice to go a lot better, and we really intensified practice. And so we're able to see where we're at this point of the year, and, you know, working on things that we need to clean up before Friday.
Well, let's talk about some of your key returners. You know, Dane Winters is back for his junior season, playing both ways for you guys. J.D. Tyson will take over at quarterback. Timmy Roberts is back. Parker Haight is back. And then you have your kicker back. Jose is back. But
Jose Arevalo.
Jose Arevalo. And just talk about those guys coming back, because that's a key core back. And, I mean, you lost Colby Middleton and Matthew Heckman.
Yes. You know, in losing Colby and Matthew, like, those guys they were special. They were, and I would throw Tyler Lockwood in that group too. That was just a really good senior class. You know, Lockwood, Middleton, and Heckman, they were both 8-man all-stars. Colby has walked on to the Washburn football team, and Matthew is, a track athlete at Washburn, and I even think Tyler is going to be a walk-on on the track team for Washburn as well. Replacing those guys will be tough, but I really like the guys that are stepping in for those guys. Dane Winters is a special, special talent. Like, you know, each day of practice, I'm just trying to game plan of finding ways to get him the ball, whether it's at receiver, whether it's at running back, you know, wherever we can. We're moving him around everywhere, motion him all the time, just to try to find new looks for him. And then Timmy Roberts, you know, we're moving him to linebacker. Last year he was defensive end, and, you know, it's kind of been an adjustment period for him to move to linebacker. And then we're moving him from tight end to running back a little bit. You know, same thing with Dane. We're trying to find ways to get him the ball. J.D. Tyson, you know, he's a really good quarterback. He's played quarterback his whole life, has a really high IQ. I'm not going to be surprised when he has a lot of success on Friday nights, but maybe a lot of people will replace him. Middleton, you know, he has a different skill set than Middleton. Middleton was kind of a bruiser, kind of a runner. JD's kind of a, you know, he reads a lot, and then he's a really good runner and a really good passer, you know, so I would expect for JD to step in and you know, not miss a beat at quarterback. And then Parker Haight, you know, we're moving him around too. You know, he's a really good leader up front. So those four guys I'm really confident in, and then we got some good seniors that have put together a strong summer. Jose Arevalo, I would say, you know, like, he's going to have more than kicking duties this year. I got him on the offensive line and defensive line. You know, he's a brick house in the weight room. He's one of our strongest kids, so we need to find ways for him to contribute other than just kicking, and he's done a good job of that so far. And Cooper Burns is another senior who had a good summer in the weight room that we're counting on moving up from the JV level last year to a varsity offensive lineman. And then Calvin Noonan, who is also another senior, you know, he put together a strong summer, didn't miss summer weights all year. Like, we're counting on him to get some time at running back and some DB looks. So, you know, it's, you kind of find out who's going to step into new roles and what they, you got to get them, coach them up to get them where you need them to be. But I'm excited about this group, and we'll see where we're at come Friday.
We're visiting with Burlingame head football coach Jeff Slater here on Area Coach's Corner. Coach, you open up with Mayor Dezine coming up on Friday at home. What do you know about the Trojans and opening up league play come up on Friday?
Well, you know, week one is kind of like the fear of the unknown. You really don't know a lot about your opponent. Did they change some things over the off season? I know Coach Bass has done a good job, and I believe they're younger. I think they had a really good eighth grade group come, so I think they're younger. You know, but at the end of the day, it's week one. We're excited for week one. We're preparing our tails off. The focus is more on us, less on Marazine, just because we don't have film on them. You know, Marazine didn't get a jamboree in last week, so no tape to go by besides last year's tape. So we're kind of focusing on us, our approach, trying to clean up and take care of what we need to do. And, you know, we know the juice will be flowing on Friday night, and we'll be excited. We get the opener at home, so I hope our fan base is excited to get out and watch these guys. We've been busting our tails since June, so we're ready to let it rip on Friday night against somebody else.
Well, Coach, appreciate the time as always. I look forward to our chats every Tuesday, and best of luck on Friday night against Marazine. We'll talk to you again next week.
All right, go Bearcats.
That's Burlingame head football coach Jeff Slater joining us here on the Area Coaches Corner, brought to you by Bank of Burlingame and X-Tech Wireless on Country 101.7 FM.